Shepherds in California won a small victory last month when the state's Industrial Welfare Commission gave them a 33% salary increase. That makes California shepherds the highest paid in the country. But labor advocates say ranchers still have a long way to go before they're paying shepherds fairly. Commentator Pat Morrison says relief may come from an unlikely ally.
You think of shepherds, you think of the Bible and of little kids wearing striped towels on their heads and carrying their grandfather's canes in a nativity pageant. You think of Marie Antoinette pretending to be a shepherdess before she got sheared by the guillotine, and maybe of that Christopher Marlowe poem about a passionate shepherd asking his lady love to set up housekeeping. And that's where you pretty much stop thinking, shepherd-wise. But in California, shepherds who tend their flocks by night and by day and on weekends and holidays are about ready to exchange their shepherd's crooks for picket signs. Some 800 shepherds guard the Golden State's walking wool, most of them here from Peru under a federal guest shepherd visa program. The work hasn't changed much in 1,000 years, but neither, they complain, has the pay scale. For $900 a month, they were living without electricity or running water, working a 24/7 job, vigilant around the clock for a stray lamb or a renegade coyote, working on call like doctors, but without the bragging rights or the drama or the dough. While most of us are abed counting sheep, they're awake and really counting sheep. A Legal Service survey found that fewer than 5% had toilets or baths, and 90% never had a day off, ever. After the shepherds made their labor grievances known last month, the California Industrial Welfare Commission raised their pay to $1,050 a month. The sheep ranchers say the complainers are trying to pull the wool over officials' eyes. Theirs is not a rich industry, the ranchers say. It's beset by cheaper overseas wool. Paying shepherds even minimum wage around the clock would mean bankruptcy for them and wool sweaters costing hundreds of dollars for us. A bill heading for a vote in Sacramento would require better working conditions, toilets and electricity and running water for shepherds' trailers when possible, and a cell phone for emergencies. The legislator sponsoring that bill represents perhaps the least agricultural district in all of California, West Hollywood. The only shepherds who ever populated that town were extras Cecil B. DeMille recruited for his biblical epics, and the only clipping that goes on is in Hollywood's accounting system.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of the new book Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.